When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. And as you listen to this program, just know that you are joined by thousands and thousands, several thousand, of others who are interested in this very same information. We are all in this together. We're all caring for our elderly loved ones. We all love them so much. And so as I look at it, we're just all in this together to help each other out here. The mission of Senior Care Live is to provide you the information, education, and resources for those caring for an elderly loved one. And then our listening audience really includes two different groups. So we have the baby boomers. So I'm saying about 45 to maybe 70, 65 to 70. So the adult children caring for their aging parents and have responsibility for them. But it also includes independent seniors themselves who are preparing for their own plans and their own needs and making arrangements for themselves. And so if you're listening to the radio, you're streaming us online, or you may be listening to a podcast after the fact, again, welcome and thanks for being here today. You can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. Write it down, and you could literally call 24 hours a day. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget to visit online. It's a great website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And be sure to let us know. You can send questions in. You can, like us on Facebook and Twitter and all that fun stuff. Get socially connected. So it's a really good website. And also, I had a lady the other day who said, I don't know if I almost didn't call you because I didn't like that 1-800 number. I thought I was calling someone local. Well, you are calling someone local. But this is a radio program that has a tremendous potential to expand regionally and nationally. So Senior Care Live is based out of Kansas City. Intercom KMBZ Talk 980 AM is the flagship radio station for Senior Care Live, regardless of how far it expands. So you are calling a local entity and a local group and a local number. It's just a 1-800 number, toll free, looking out into the bigger picture, out into the future. So don't be scared off by that 1-800 number. You can call it anytime. All right. So we have a couple of things I'm going to touch on today. So we, as you already know, that we're in the peak demand for all the senior care communities. I've talked about that quite a bit. I'm hearing a ton of stories that it has really caused me to want to back up and explain a few things here for those of you who may be looking or getting ready to look. Want to help you out there. I'm going to talk about long-term care insurance because I'm hearing lots and lots and lots of, again, the adult children caring for aging parents. You see the prices of some of these places, and it's hard not to freak out. Really, I mean, it's just like, oh my gosh, what happens, if or when we need the care, and how are we going to pay for that? I had someone this last week look me directly in the eye. When is the right time to buy long-term care insurance, and is that really a good thing to buy? So I want to touch on that, and then I'll have two special guests later in the program. So that's what we're going to cover today. So, again, there are some things that you need to know before going out and looking at your options if you're looking at independent living or assisted living, nursing homes, or memory care. So I'm literally hearing way too many stories of families that they're just going out and they're just looking at everything. They're just, oh, we have to act and react. So they just run out and they're burning up a lot of energy. They're kind of using a shotgun approach because, frankly, I mean, that's all they know how to do. So I'm going to give you a little different look at that to try to help out with this. They feel very good about their efforts. You know, we're out there, we're busy, we're looking, but are you getting anything done? And I would say way more often than not, you're probably literally spinning your wheels wasting some times in facilities that ultimately do not fit your needs. So it's a very good idea to perform a needs analysis and just try to be organized about this, try to be methodical. And this is what we do with through Senior Care Consulting. It's a very methodical, straightforward approach. But do a needs analysis to make your efforts count when you're out in the market and you're looking at these places. Make sure you're looking at places that fit your needs. But you have to determine your needs before you know what's going to fit your needs. And then that way you'll use your time wisely and efficiently. So we use what I call a care profile. It's a detailed description of exactly what we need, and it's based on lots of different areas. It's not just a one-size-fits-all, oh, we need an assisted living facility. Well, that's a part of the puzzle, but it's only a part of the puzzle that you have to put together. So you must make an assessment of where you've been, where are you today, and then where are you heading in the future as far as your needs. This is regarding the type of care that you'll need. So my firm, Senior Care Consulting, again, we call it the care profile. And so what we do, we break this down very simply. We look at the level of care, the type of care, the payment methods, the location, and personal preferences and needs. And sometimes this puzzle, this equation, if you will, can get just really, really complex. So You can start off, you know, with the basic information and generally, why are you, what led you to your situation today? You know, Dad's been living at home alone. Mother passed 3 years ago. He's been very lonely. He's tried to socialize as much as possible, but we can really see him slipping into a depression. And now we're noticing some memory loss. Okay. So it the recent past, what brought you to your concerns and your needs today? And then you need to understand you might as well just start writing all this stuff down. Clients with Senior Care Consulting, we handle all of this for you. But, you know, what we need some medical information, and we don't need every single, hangnail information, but we need the big stuff. We need the major diagnoses. So, primary diagnosis, secondary diagnosis, and then others as well. So I've worked with some folks this week, and we had COPD, we had CHF, we had Alzheimer's, we had cancer survivor, frequent falls, we have diabetes dependent on insulin injections. We're looking for the big stuff here. We're not looking for, high blood pressure and cholesterol, pretty common, very, very easily managed by medications. Not necessarily looking for that, although it's important, but we're looking for the major stuff here, that we need to know. And then, are there any skin integrity issues, any skin breakdown issues where the place that you're headed, they're going to need to know about this, and they may or may not be able to address the need of wound care or skin care? Do we have any special equipment needs, any special bedding or mattress, blood sugar, like the glucometers? Do we need oxygen? Do we need a CPAP unit that can – we need assistance to set that up every night? Or one of my clients, he has a BiPAP, and he's able to fully manage that on his own. But we really need to know that. Some places may not be comfortable having to be responsible for some of this equipment. So it's good to know that on the front side. And then your ability to ambulate. Is it difficult? Do you need assistance? Do you require a wheelchair, total assistance, or no assistance at all? Pain management. I added this to my care profile, oh gosh, maybe a year ago. we had everything set up. And towards the end of our conversation, we were kind of getting everything wrapped up, and we were winding down, and they said, yeah, we need to call that doctor about refilling Dad's implanted pain pump. And I'm like, time out. His what? And I didn't ask them that. And I do now, but Dad has an implanted pain pump that has to be refilled by a special, physician's practice and pain management clinic, once every, I think it's about every quarter, I believe. So, anyway, that's a big deal. And not every place is going to be able to manage that. Are there any IVs? Do you have a PICC line? Is tube feeding necessary? And then we get into the cognitive side of things. Do you believe that your loved one is an elopement risk, meaning will they try to leave the facility intentionally or unintentionally? Are they a wandering risk? Are they exit seeking? Are they looking around saying, where's the door? Where's the window? I'm out of here. Well, that escalates the need for security and to help keep them safe and not put themselves in harm's way. Are there any behavioral issues? Are they aggressive, assertive, combative, shouts loudly or screams loudly? Any antisocial behaviors or habits? Got to know about that. I would put this stuff, right up front. Are there any significant psychiatric diagnoses or mental illness or issues? So what we're looking for there, we're looking the big stuff here. We're not looking for anxiety and depression. We're looking for significant psychiatric related diagnoses. That puts us into a different level in a different category. Does your loved one get agitated? Do they suffer from sundowner syndrome? Let's talk about their memory loss. Are they disoriented? So there's a whole lot to it, and I'm going to continue on the path of the care profile right after the break. Okay? But first, we cannot forget about our Senior Care Live question of the week. And here it is. If a resident with Alzheimer's is living in an assisted living facility or a nursing home, they must stay in the memory care unit within the building. They must stay in memory care. Is this statement true or false? I don't know. Let's find out, and we're going to find out right after the break. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you're not around a radio but you have an internet connection, this program streams live to any electronic device. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the Listen Live button, and it'll go straight to your phone. It'll stream to your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. It is really that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. If a resident with Alzheimer's living in an assisted living facility or a nursing home, they must stay in the memory care unit within that building. So if a resident with Alzheimer's is living in an assisted living or a nursing home, they must stay in the memory care unit within that building. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. It is false. And the fact is, there is a high percentage of residents in both the assisted living level of care and the nursing home level of care who have various levels and stages of Alzheimer's or dementia, right? So when they will need a special care unit or memory care unit that's found within the building, if the building has one, right, they will need one when they become an elopement risk. So they're wandering or exit seeking, and the facility cannot guarantee your safety. That's a big, big, huge deal. Also, many people with cognitive impairment can benefit from a smaller surroundings. It's just less to become overwhelmed by. It's designed not to overstimulate the residents. Typically, it's quieter. It might be not quite as bright a light. Bells aren't banging, and it's just less busy. easy. It's just less confusion, less to become overwhelmed by, less stimulation. Sometimes if there are behaviors such as being aggressive, or some antisocial behaviors of maybe shouting out loud, swearing, etc., maybe that's also a time to consider the memory care unit. But you do not automatically have to be in the memory care unit of any level of care just because you have Alzheimer's or dementia. All right, so back to the care profile needs assessment. So what do you need to know? So we covered a lot of ground in that first segment. Let's talk about activities of daily living. Do you need help with getting dressed, with taking a bath or a shower, your grooming? Can you transfer yourself, or do you need assistance? If you do need assistance, does it take one person to help you transfer, like from bed to your wheelchair, wheelchair to your toilet, in and out of the shower, etc.? Or does it take two people to transfer you? That's a huge question, because most assisted living facilities are not staffed to handle a consistent two-person transfer. Is there incontinence involved, or is it full-time or an occasional accident? Is there incontinence of bowel or bladder or both? Does your loved one wear a pad or maybe the pull-up briefs like the Depends? Is there a catheter involved? Do they need help managing their incontinence? We need their medications dispensed most of the time. Are there any dietary restrictions? So you have to know about that. And then what kind of Medicare do they have? A, B, D? Do they have one of the Medicare supplemental policies? What if they have an Advantage plan like a Humana Gold, or maybe, Coventry Advantra or one of these? There are several Advantage plans. Well, that's a huge question, because guess what? Not all places, are maybe a participating provider. And so if you want to move to this place, will they accept your Medicare Advantage coverage? And if they don't, then here are your options. You're either going to find another place that does accept the Medicare Advantage plan, your particular plan, or you're going to have to back out of that Advantage plan and flip back to traditional Medicare A and B. So that's a big, big question. Do you have long-term care insurance? And if so, what does it pay? That's a huge part of this financial component. And then, are you going to need Medicaid? Do you need it now? Will you need it in the future? What is your approximate spend down if you will need that? And there's a whole lot to go. You've heard me talk for, program after program about Medicaid and how to qualify. If you're going to need Medicaid shortly, well, some places, may not accept you because they may require 1 or 2 or 3 years of private pay before they would accept Medicaid. So you need to know about that. You need to also understand your assets, your monthly income, your house. What are you going to do with your house? You're going to keep it? You're going to sell it? What about your investments, and what about your retirement accounts and your retirement income? And then there's the social piece and all of the, the crafts and the hobbies and some of the activities that you want to be involved in. Are they offered? What about spiritual information? Do you have a particular religious preference? Can that be met? Those needs be met at the places that you're considering. And maybe it's not important to you at all, but it's something that you need to know about. And then what is the right level of care? Independent living, assisted living, nursing home, home plus, residential care? Do you need a continuing care retirement community that has all of the above under one roof? And then what type of care do you need within that level of care? General care, skilled nursing and rehab, Alzheimer's memory care, respite care, adult daycare, mental health care, hospice care, subacute care. I mean, this thing is complex. So when I harp on this, I am not kidding. There are so many parts to this huge puzzle, trying to figure out exactly what my clients need. And if you don't use us, that's fine, but you're going to need to know the same stuff, right? And then the payment methods, Medicare, we just touched on Medicare a little bit. If you do need Medicaid, do they accept Medicaid or not? Long-term care insurance, private pay, veterans benefits. If you're looking at independent living, is there an entrance fee or not? If there is an entrance fee, what type of contract is it? An A or B contract, 90% reimbursed, 2% amortized over 50 months, and your pile of money went to their pile of money. And then any personal preferences in needs, location, you know, what is most important to you in considering a place for your loved one. There are so many things that go into this. And so I'm going to skip over the long-term care insurance today. We'll talk about that maybe next time, or maybe the following one. So I thought I was going to have time to get to that, but, here's the bottom line. If that sounds overwhelming, it's because it is. If that sounds too complex to handle, that's because it probably is. So reach out to Senior Care Consulting. We'll offer you a free consultation. It is a very affordable flat fee for service. We do an unbelievable job for our clients. Give us a call, 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800, and we would be happy to meet with you to see if we might be a good fit for you. All right, we're going to shift gears and introduce my friends and the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Worth. And gentlemen, welcome to Senior Care Live, and Happy New Year.
Great to be here. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, Steve. Thank you.
All right. Did you have a good New Year's celebration and all that stuff?
I did. I can't believe the month is almost over.
I know. Yeah. It's like blink.
Yeah. Yeah, now we're going to be talking about Valentine's Day and spring break or something.
Will you be my Valentine? Yeah. I always deliver flowers to my wife's job every single Valentine's Day morning.
And that's why you're still married.
You know, there might be a few other things that you've done along the way.
That's the main one.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The main one. That's the main one. All right, guys. And right after the break, we're going to talk about remodeling your home to safely and successfully age in place. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss a program or if you want to share the program after the fact with someone, no worries at all. Just go to SeniorCareLive.com, click on the podcast tab, and you can listen to any previously aired episodes. All right. Back to my friends, and I call them the good guys for Mr. Remodeler because they really are good guys. Keith Blay and Mark Worth, and welcome back. And I loved your off the cuff comment, and that's why you're still married. So it's so funny that you said that because I just do it because I just think it's kind of a fun thing to do, and I love my wife. Just I'm crazy about my wife. So I bring him in, and they said, "You are here every single year, and you're making a lot of the husbands look bad." And I'm like, "Now, I'm not trying to throw the boys under the bus here. I'm really not trying to make anyone look bad. I'm just bringing flowers to my wife." So,
and I good
have
for
a,
you.
I have a flexible schedule that allows me to do that. Otherwise, if I did,
oh, you actually bring them to her?
I do.
I got nothing on that.
I personally deliver them to her office.
You're not just like online, you know,
no.
FTD.com or whatever.
I pick them out.
You pick them out. You take them to her office.
And they don't come from the cemetery or anything?
No.
I actually spend
money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I hand them to her, and she turns all red, and, oh, that's so nice. And, yeah.
Yeah. You'll never be divorced.
There's a bright future for you, Steve. Yeah.
Thank you. I should start a training program, right? Or something. Yeah. I don't know.
That's like graduate work there, man.
just steps, right?
Just baby steps.
Okay.
Man.
All right. So anyway, off mic for our listeners, we were talking about, you know, this is the peak demand, for a lot of these care facilities. And Mark and I were saying, and Mark's very familiar with this as well. But you know, some of these places have a 6-month wait list. I spoke with a couple places this last week. They have a one-year wait list. And I spoke with another place that has a solid two-year wait list.
Wow.
And
that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And but my clients, I mean, they want the best places, and these places have some, not all of them. There's some very good places that don't have a wait list or maybe a short wait list. But what do you do if you have to wait 3 or 6 or 9 or 12 months? Well, Mark, tell us what you can do in an effort to just make some adjustments in the house to make it a safer place while you're waiting on the facility to open up.
Well, I do think it's important, obviously, to do the evaluation of the facility and to make sure it's something that you or your loved one, whoever's going to be at that facility, that they're going to be comfortable there. So if you do have a wait, and, you know, when you start looking at the costs of those facilities, there are definitely improvements you can make to your home that not only will help keep, you know, whomever we're talking about here in this case, safe, but it'll also add some value to your home at the same time. So, if, you know, if it just a relatively short time, you know, from what a month costs, particularly in assisted living or long-term care, mm-hmm. you could put a, you know, low curb shower in with a seat, you know, other modification, grab bars, different things. And these are things that don't have to look institutional. I mean, they actually do make improvements to your home. And these are things that we're doing, you know, probably every week for a variety of all ages of people, but some are more proactive than others.
Let's talk about the shower. So tell us, for approximately a 1 month investment, and I know there's some variables here, and the finishes that you choose could raise or lower the cost, and some of the faucets and those sort of things, but we're talking generalities here. But let's talk about the shower. I mean, what do you mean by the shower? What would you actually do?
Well, for instance, last Saturday I met with a couple who were both in their 80s, and she had her bathroom and he had his, but he still had a tub that he had to step up and over. And yep. we looked at pulling that tub out, putting an Onyx shower in, which the base has a lip of about 1 3/8 to 1 3/4. So pretty minimal to step
just about
up and over.
Just about anyone can walk into
right.
that.
Yeah. Or we can also cut down into the take the subfloor out, actually set it down and make it perfectly level if it's a situation where you need to wheel in.
Roll in. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But in this particular situation, he didn't need those types of things. He got around pretty well. And we looked at an all-Onyx shower with a seat and a handheld shower device and a couple grab bars. And, you know, that project was right about $7,000.
Really? That sounds like a really good value to me. I would expect that, you know, when you hear walk-in bathtubs and showers and all, I automatically just go to $20,000. That's the number that pops into my head.
Well, and if, you know, if we get into an entire bathroom remodel, it certainly could be that. If we're talking about widening the door, you know, floor coverings, vanity, maybe it needs to be a roll under vanity rather than something that you're standing there using.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we certainly do projects that cost even more than that.
Sure.
But there are relatively small things you can do depending upon your needs.
So if you're not going to stay in the house and you're waiting 6 months for your assisted living or nursing home to open up, okay, but the shower, the bathing issue is a major issue, and it usually almost always is, you can make an investment of a 1 month investment at one of these places and improve the value of your home and then make that home safe for your loved one for the next 6 months while you're waiting. And then you're going to get your money back on the return side of that when you sell the house, because that's a darn nice shower. Why wouldn't you do that?
Right.
It's really kind of a no brainer.
Yeah. I have that in my own home. Not that I'm in that position yet, but you know, you never know.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
We're doing a job right now, for a lady who has got, I don't remember what it is exactly, but it's a disease that's going to get, she's going to get progressively worse.
Mm-hmm.
Right now she's fine.
Yeah.
But she's planning ahead. And so we're taking out this big 5x5 or almost 5x5, square jacuzzi,
mm-hmm.
From the 80s,
yep.
and putting in an equal size walk-in shower. You know, we use Onyx, so it's also low maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to maintain grout or any of that stuff. We had to do a custom base. So because of where the drainage was, it's on a slab. So we wanted to avoid having to tear up much concrete. So it's mm-hmm. it's an odd situation. But at the same time, and we converted a shower to a closet.
Yeah.
The old shower to a closet and replaced a couple vanity tops. And again, it came in around $12,000.
See, that sounds like a tremendous amount of work. And by the way, you guys just don't go in and just slap this stuff up. I mean, you've been in business since 1969. You operate by the code, and this is excellent, excellent quality work. Wow. If that's, listeners, if that's getting your attention, reach out to Mr. Remodeler. You can check him out online at mrremodeler.com, or give you a couple of phone numbers here. In Missouri, it's 816-453-3049. Kansas side, 913-362-7166. And it's all expensive. I mean, all of the senior care is expensive.
Yeah.
But this is an investment in your house. And when you sell your house, guess what? Her bathroom and her closet, that is probably a big selling point of the house. It's brand new. It looks beautiful.
She's got a hallway bath that has, you know, a standard bathtub in it and all that. So if a young couple buys the house and they have a baby, they've got a place to, you know, take care of the baby and all that.
Yeah.
But this is off the master bedroom, you know, a big 5x5 master walk-in shower.
That's nice.
Adds to the value way more than a 30-year-old jacuzzi.
Those things are kind of like dinosaurs now.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good idea. Maybe once in a while, but not as a permanent giant fixture in your house.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and I would like to point out too that the people that we have work for us are our employees, and you know, we're not subcontracting this work out or going out and say, oh, we sold a job, we've got to find somebody to do that now. I mean, these are people who have worked for us for years. You know, it's just repetition for them, but you know, you can count on them. They're there every day.
And you have very low turnover. I know that.
We basically have no turnover.
You're one of the new kids on the blocks. How long have you been there?
Over 13 years.
Yeah. New kid.
He's the newest person in the office.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So look, this is what you get when you call Mr. Remodeler, a business that was started in 1969, doing a great job, very low turnover. They're not subbing out all this work to a bunch of people they don't even know. So you have no clue who's going to be walking in and out of your house. These are employees, staff of Mr. Remodeler. They know what they're doing. They do a great job. 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049.
Well, I know sometimes in the past we've also talked about the process, but you know, we try to make that as easy as possible with the different selections. We also have a young lady who helps out as a designer to help with color selections, that type of thing, if that's needed. There's just so many products out on the market now, and they're constantly improving things and coming up with other things that we can use at a lot of times even lower costs.
Tell me about this Onyx. We only have about a minute left, and then we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. I know you're big fans of the Onyx and its low maintenance.
Yeah, it's a solid surface material, unlike a fiberglass shower base that can feel a little flimsy. You know, if you install it wrong, it can't not be as sturdy.
Mm-hmm.
The Onyx base are very substantial,
mm-hmm.
And the walls they wear like iron. And if anything ever goes wrong, they fix them for free.
Wow!
So they come with a lifetime warranty, and they mean it.
And I need that in my shower. Actually,
that's great.
And I may seriously be calling you. So I've got the caulk, and you're starting to see some cracking and everything.
Well, sometimes you don't have to replace the base. You can just replace the walls.
Yeah, and that's right. A good idea. So, all right. So right after the break, we're going to continue our discussion with the good guys from Mr. Remodeler. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. 6445. Back to my friends and the good guys from Mystery Modeler, Keith Blay and Mark Worth. And look, if we're getting your attention on this, give them a call. They offer a free consultation. They'll take a look. They're not going to high pressure sell you and they do business right. They're fully insured. They'll provide a written estimate. All of the horror stories that you've heard, look, they don't happen here. They do business right. You have to do business right if you've been doing business and helping families in our community since 1969. Call Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049. Online at mrremodeler.com. So, Keith and Mark, off mic, we were talking about, you can have a seat in this shower enclosure, with the onyx, material, and that's awesome. Let's talk about the seat, because I think there are a couple of different ways. Keith, you were talking about this seat that's kind of in the corner and kind of out of the way.
They've got a couple, basically two styles and with two different shapes each, but there's one that's just basically a quarter circle in the corner, and it's supported. You know, you build support behind the walls, and it'll hold up to 350 pounds.
You just anchored into that.
Just anchored into that,
and you're in
support, right? Yeah. There's another one that's about 26 inches, I think, long, and one that's 18. So it gives you a little more room.
Mm-hmm. If you need to kind of slide across, if you're transferring, that extended seat is a little easier to work with.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is, unlike a traditional seat that is, you know, framed in and got concrete board on it, and it just overpowers the whole shower.
Yeah.
It's like a really strong shelf, you know, in the shower. So it's clear underneath. It's got a hole where the water can drain through. It makes a much cleaner looking, shower.
And it's, I remember my parents had they had like a little, kind of a little seat bench in, this house that was built in the 60s, and they literally framed up and built a seat, and they just tiled around the whole thing.
No, that's how it's traditionally done.
And that probably worked for a long time. By the time they bought it, not so good. So
typically water sets on there and gets in the grout and eventually starts rotting out the framing. And then you've got to, you know, talk about replacing almost the whole shower at that point.
That's right. That's right. And that they had to do some serious work on that. So I think it's a good idea, but, it worked in the 60s and the 70s and whatever, but what you just described, clean, functional, holds 350 pounds, it's awesome.
Right. Well, and you can use them with a tile wall. I mean, if a lot of people just really like the tile look, you can still use an onyx shower seat and base even.
Yeah.
Also, there's a product made by Moen, which is a hinged shower seat, which is made out of teak wood. So it's, you know, water resistant, and I use those a lot when you're talking maybe in a smaller shower where maybe a couple is using it and maybe the husband or wife needs a seat but the other one doesn't, and they like to have a little more space. That works real well for that application as well.
All right, so the seat, when it's folded down, obviously it's a seat, but then you can fold it up vertically against the wall. And then you just saved your space there. And
right.
It's teak, so it can hold up to the water.
Yeah, they build boats out of it. So I think it would hold up for a shower seat probably.
Yeah, I had a killer teak deck on my inboard ski boat that I had when I was single.
There you see?
Yeah. Before you were buying flowers.
Flowers. Delivering them. delivering.
And before I bought baby formula and diapers, thousands of freaking diapers, right? Good Lord. But anyway, and now we're talking about colleges. So, hey.
There you go.
So, hey, something's got to go in the boat. The boat bit the dust. So.
Right.
But anyway, so, all right. So I love the idea of the built-in, clean, super strong, shower seat or more of a shelf. And then I like the fold. I love the fold up idea too.
My mom actually put one of those in her tub.
Oh, okay.
Her tub and shower. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she can get it out of the way or, you know, if she needs it. So it's you know, all these things can be mixed and matched however you want to. And you don't always, we were talking about shower walls and tub walls. You don't, if your tub's fine, you don't have to replace it. You know, they've got, when it comes to onyx, they've got all sorts of colors that you can choose from. You can always match whatever the tub is.
Yeah.
probably even that 1980s mauve.
Oh, hey, it's marvelous.
It's marvelous.
Yeah. All right. And then back to some of the cost comparisons. So we talked about a typical 1 month stay in assisted living or the nursing homes, is $5,000 to $7,000. And we talked about, you know, spending some of that to make some improvements in your home while you're waiting for the place. Well, I also wanted to just touch on this as just a thought. If Medicaid is in your situation, in your financial situation, and you're looking at a division of assets or just a straight spend down part, and you own your home, okay, part of the allowable expenses on the spend down would be to make home improvements. Okay, so this one really seems like a great business and financial move. Okay, spend $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 and improve the shower situation. Put the bench seat in there, or the fold down. Have it low maintenance interior with the Onyx, etc. And guess what you did? You're going to get to Medicaid a little bit faster, but you've invested in your home. You're going to eventually sell your home, and you're going to get your money out of that. That's a no-brainer. You make a home improvement out of your spend down dollars. It's allowable, and it makes great sense.
Well, it's my understanding that that improvement can be basically anything in your home.
Anything in your home.
It doesn't have to be.
It could be a roof, a new air conditioner, HVAC, bathroom improvements, a ramp. It could be any home improvement.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
And then you get to get your money on the backside of that when you sell your house. So,
you know, speaking of a ramp, Steve, I wanted to say something real quick.
Yeah.
Similar like when you have a grab bar installed, make sure the person knows what they're doing, or else you're going to end up on the floor.
Yeah.
Similar to a ramp. A ramp is not a simple structure to build. It's got to have the proper support, the proper incline, proper kind of rails, so if a person's in a wheelchair, they can grab and get themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen places where they had a neighbor start building a ramp, and you're just looking at that going, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
The
incline is a huge piece of that.
And those people have good intentions.
Absolutely.
Everybody wishes they had a neighbor like that.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. But it has to be done right. Otherwise, I'm sorry to say, you're wasting your time.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's got to be on concrete piers. It's a deck that's got an incline on it.
Okay.
So it really needs to be properly thought through.
Well, if it's too steep.
If it's too steep, it's not
usable.
Yeah,
you might end up in the street when it's all said and done.
Yeah. And if I've seen them that are too steep, and the individual certainly will never be able to move themselves up and down the ramp,
right.
But a person pushing them in the wheelchair couldn't even do it because it was so steep. So again, good intentions, but really not the proper delivery. So, for our listeners, look, call Mr. Remodeler. Right. If you want it done right, it's at a reasonable price. It's a great investment in your home, and they do business right. MRRemodeler.com or by phone, 816-453-3049. 816-453-3049. On the Kansas side, 913-362-7166. And Keith and Mark, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Great to be here.
Good to see you again.
All right. And to everyone listening, I'm so honored you spent part of your day tuning into this program. Thank you very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.